Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We've been talking this morning about Tony Esposito, who died yesterday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 78. And Dave, just reading about everything he did off the ice, inviting rookies to dinner at his house, a big Christmas party every year for the entire Blackhawks family. You can understand why so many of the players, past and present, are really shaken up by this news today.
Well, they are, and I also don't think that that it was widely known that he was ill. Mm-hmm. So that also, I think, probably had something to do with that. But, you know, he was somebody who really loved Chicago, and he loved reuniting with the Blackhawks in 2008, when they brought him back. They honored him and they named him a team ambassador. That was after the Blackhawks were just beginning their renaissance,
right?
And so Tony was ever present at the United Center during the championship seasons in 2010 and 2013 and 2015, always around the team. You know, his brother Phil, who still does the radio for the Tampa Bay Lightning, started with the Blackhawks, and you know, Tony talked about the fact that when Phil was playing in Chicago, he was in college, and he'd come down and visit with him. I think Phil's a year or two older than Tony was, and so that was kind of good for him, because he would kind of come to town and get to enjoy all that Chicago had to offer to a young man, and got to meet a lot of people and enjoyed it. And I think he always really took to this city. Here's just a little bit, Bob, from that night in 2008 when the Blackhawks brought Tony back. He was on the ice with Bobby Hull and Dennis Savard, I think Stan Mikita, Phil Esposito. They were all out there. It was the night that the Blackhawks named him an ambassador. And let's just hear a little bit of that.
Thank you for having me here. First time I put that mask on since I left here in 84. And it's a great feeling to be on this ice again. I really miss it. I'll tell you that. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to tell you, it is an honor to be here with these new, young, vibrant Hawks. And I know they're going to be successful and get better every season. And we'll all fill this building like we've done for years. And I can see it now. Yes. And lastly, I want to thank you fans, the best people, best Midwestern people in the world, the best hockey fans, and just wonderful community. I just love being back here, and this is going to be the highlight of my life, being here tonight. Thank you.
And I think he meant that. And, of course, that was 2 years before the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, but he could look out on the ice that night and see Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, who I think were in their second season with the Blackhawks.
We will always remember number 35.